Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the other day, the President Trump went to the mic and said and instructed pregnant women to avoid taking Tylenol. And I quote, don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Fight like hell not to take it. But what did the data actually reveal, and what was actually the guidance that was provided by the authorities relative by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? What was the guidance that was actually provided? Well, here to talk to us about it is Jeremy Nagoshian, senior fellow and economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He covers a lot of issues relative to health care. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
Well, Jeremy, you did a piece the other day and you said it's pretty simple. Don't listen to politicians. Listen to your doctor. Seems like common sense should prevail, right?
Yeah, that's usually the best advice. And I think even I think it was Vice President Vance who said something very similar.
So
to follow the doctor's recommendations.
What I don't understand, one, I'd love to find, you know, some, you follow this closely. Why was this an issue that the president wanted to come out front on himself as opposed to healthcare folks? And secondly, why now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have the expertise to answer that question, why President Trump felt the need to get involved. But I do think his secretary of HHS, Robert F. Kennedy, I think this has been an issue for him for a long time and something he's been looking at. And, there are always studies going on of different substances, different medications to see what effects they might be having. And I think the bigger issue is that if you look at the data, the diagnoses of autism and ADHD have increased substantially over the past few decades. I mean, if you just look at a trend chart, it's just a constant increase for like 40 or 50 years. And I don't think there's really a great grasp on what is causing that. And so different people are looking at different potential causes. And I think RFK and some others are thinking maybe Tylenol, acetaminophen is one of those causes. Although, I mean, if you just look at usage, it doesn't seem like it's being used substantially more than it was 50 years ago. Or that this, even if there is some relationship, that it could possibly be the cause of the significant increase.
I always like to go to the language. I always go to the dictionary. What does a word mean? You know, because we seem to impute meaning onto words that aren't even close. So the guidance basically says that, Tylenol is an over-the-counter analgesic widely used during pregnancy. Concerns have arisen regarding possible neurodevelopment risk associated with chronic prenatal exposure and potential overuse for low-grade fevers in pregnant women. So when we talk about chronic, it's interesting that nobody ever talks about, what does that mean? I mean, does that mean you are utilizing it beyond the dosage recommendations given by physicians and just and they say to do it for a period of time and you're going beyond that period of time? What does that term mean there?
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right to have grabbed on to that that usage there. That's an important word, chronic use. It's kind of the same issue with the fluorides, that in for a lot of medications, overuse can be dangerous, but normal use is perfectly safe. And I think you might find that if you're taking Tylenol all day, every day, it's going to cause problems. I mean, I think we even know that it does cause liver problems if you overuse Tylenol or any kind of acetaminophen or most drugs or any substances whatsoever, really. If you overuse them, you could cause a damage to any number of organs. And I think this new recommendations with acetaminophen is more of the same, where they're just, if you go to the official announcement on the government website, it really just says don't overuse it, only use it when it's necessary. And I think your doctor, pregnant women's doctors, are best placed to determine when it's better for you to take acetaminophen, because the risks of not taking it are even greater, and to help you control your usage so that you don't overuse it and potentially cause any kind of problems down the line.
Yeah, and just for the benefit of the listening audience, the guidance says, current evidence and recommendation, evidence does not definitively establish causality, but the consistent associations raise concerns. What's interesting here is I was doing some research last night. A number of scientists are saying it's going to be hard really getting to the next level, because we do not conduct randomized trials of drug exposure during pregnancy because it's not feasible to do so. So when we think about, you know, where we are headed from here, basically what they've been doing is looking at blood in the umbilical cords that have been mm-hmm. tested, and obviously they're saying that's going to provide some evidence of something, but you know, I guess they're waiting on another way to test or whatever moving forward, because if they're not going to do the randomized trials, which is how most of these clinical studies are conducted, right, where do they go next?
Yeah, I think that's right. I want to build on that causality point. I think some people might get a little like their eyes may glaze over when researchers are talking about causality and correlation and what the difference is. But the important thing here is the study that the FDA is relying on found levels of acetaminophen in umbilical cords of newborn babies, and from that are saying, well, it seems that the levels of acetaminophen are higher for newborns who eventually develop autism, and so there's a linkage there. But what it's not is saying causation, and the question here is, we don't know if it's actually the acetaminophen that is causing autism, or if it's just maybe something else is causing fevers or the problems that require pregnant women to need more acetaminophen. So maybe some of these women are having more fevers than normal, and that's what's causing the autism later on. Or maybe they're just not metabolizing acetaminophen in the same way. But there's autism is generally understood to be a genetic disorder, and this genetics could be causing other biological changes, which would lead to a higher buildup of acetaminophen. And so when they say that there's no causation, that they haven't proven that, it's because they don't know if it's taking Tylenol that's doing it, or if something else is causing them to take more Tylenol, or if it's just a byproduct. So they can't really say X is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leading to why.
But they do know that there's a causation between a lot of this and fevers, right?
Between fevers or
high fevers during pregnancy can cause neurological problems for the unborn baby. There have been studies to show that, and it's one of the reasons, they're trying to find a medication to take to so that you don't have long-term acute high fever.
Right, and I think fevers probably don't just cause neurological problems, but any number of health problems for the fetus. And I think that's why they prescribe acetaminophen to reduce the fever to prevent other damage. And so it's just a question that's why talking to your doctor is the right way to go, because they're going to be able to balance what harms could be caused by not taking the Tylenol versus what potential harms there might be with taking it, which aren't very strongly determined right now.
So not unlike any other issue that's out there in today's world, obviously the social media is blowing up on this issue, because allegedly at some point in 2014 as well as in 2017, Tylenol issued a statement that you should not take Tylenol during pregnancy. It's not what the guidance reads on the bottles. I went and looked at the liquid form, the pill form, and the gel form this morning, which we happen to have in my house. And I looked at the labels of every one of them this morning, and they said, consult your physician.
Drug companies have to be really careful, because they can only recommend use that is approved by the FDA. And the FDA only approves use when there's been a study on a particular population and it's been proven safe and effective. And so because these studies generally don't include pregnant women, drug companies generally can't recommend use of their drugs for pregnant women without potentially incurring lawsuits from the FDA and pushback. And so drug companies are very careful not to recommend their drugs for anything that hasn't been explicitly approved by the FDA. And I think that's probably what's going on here.
And I have to imagine the change of heart for Tylenol was probably in concert with guidance from the FDA, moving from do not take if you're pregnant to consult your physician if you are pregnant, because that seems to me the most relevant and current guidance being provided by healthcare professionals.
Yeah, and I think the do not take if, or I think what you're referring to might be, I don't know if that was on a label or if it was just a social media tweet that Tylenol said, we do not recommend the usage for pregnant women. So I don't know if that was on there.
I wasn't able to validate it. I tried finding an official thing from Tylenol. I wasn't. It looks official. I don't know. But the social media, that's why I said social media is going crazy about an alleged 2014 guidance and a 2017 guidance. Don't know whether or not that truly happened or not. Some folks on mainstream media have referred to it. Mm. I don't know whether or not they've been able to validate it, but things change, right? I mean, this is not static. It's dynamic. It changes. There are different things that appear and it's not really a big move from do not take to consult your physician.
Yeah. And I think it's also might be driven by the lawsuits. I think they're being sued, pretty regularly, and so just to be on the safe side, they pass the buck to saying, talk to your doctor and he'll advise you. I mean, I think acetaminophen and Tylenol have been used in this context for for a long time, for decades, because they are superior to the previous treatments.
Yeah, you know, in the end, the guidance that came out, what I'm having a real difficult time with this administration and getting my head wrapped around this issue, what was the exigency? Why now? I mean, I know that there was a recent study that was revealed, but it didn't say anything really at the end of the day. And the outcome and the recommendation is still, it's no different than it was before. Consult your physician.
I think that's right.
I don't know the earth-shattering revelation. I mean, there's not an am I missing an earth-shattering revelation here? I don't know.
Not that I'm aware of. I think they're just saying again, like, you know, practice a little caution. It's like, well, that's pretty much always good advice.
And of course, we fuel everything that goes out there. I'm looking at social media, and we have obstetricians, gynecologists, fertility specialists, doctors exposing their pregnant bellies and popping Tylenols and feel like they have some moral obligation or duty to their patients to do that. Sometimes I think we have completely and totally lost our mind.
I couldn't agree more. I think the worst thing you could do is follow a politician's medical advice, and that is just as bad as doing the exact opposite of what the president says just to spite him.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. But, I mean, sometimes you do this to yourself, I think it was reckless the way that they approached this. I really do. I think it's premature. It wasn't necessary. The guidance is the same. I'm not sure what we're warning exactly against, because I don't see a whole lot of evidentiary support for this. You know,
it would have been much better served to say
the uncertainty has not been resolved, right? But consult your physician.
I think it's an unfortunate thing that medical advice now is going through the same filter of nationally televised and social media outrage machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think it's reckless and careless, but we'll see where this all leads. And maybe, hopefully, this will be the end of this approach to dealing with it. Maybe not. Jeremy Nagosian, Senior Fellow and Economist at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. We will be right back, folks. I don't know. Did that clear it up? It's about as clear as mud, right? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.